2020 special called council meeting is called to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion auditing accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, new business miscellaneous. We're canceling tomorrow night's meeting. And proclamation declares September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week. A proclamation to declare September 28th as 2020 as Family Day. September 27th through October 3rd, Family Week. Any questions on those? Y'all good with that?
All good.
Okay. All right, approval of a retail beer, retail table wine, liquor license, Blaylock. Blaylock Specialty Orange Beach.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to resolution. Resolution declaring the local state of emergency in response to tropical storm Hurricane Sally.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution provide tier one benefits to tier two plan members.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a memorandum of agreement, state of Alabama, regarding removal and disposal of debris.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution reappointing Sean Goh, Rusty Hart, to the Fire Board of Appeals.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution extending the moratorium on the issuance of building permits for single multifamily developments located in general business districts.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Do we have a time limit on that?
I put another 120 days just because that was how the original one was. So
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Another 120 days.
Okay.
Because that's what the original extension was for, which puts us at, I think, January 28th.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a memorandum of understanding with the Baldwin County Commission, Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, Baldwin County Board of Education for school resource officers.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring police canine Bane owned by the City of Orange Beach a surplus and authorizing the sale to said canine to the City of Opelika.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a performance contract with Motorsports Productions for the Bama Coast Cruise event.
Move to adapt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution in support of Amendment 2 on November 3rd, 2020, Baldwin County General Election to expand the Baldwin Beach Express.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So we are going to, are we going to have these public hearings or are we going to reschedule?
So the first one is to set a public hearing for cottages at Tannen for October 6th.
Yep, I'm sorry.
If you're okay with that.
Yep.
And then the other three are just, well, reminders. One, there was the Wharf East Side Storage that was supposed to be tomorrow. That will be postponed to October 6th. And then the other two are just reminders for ones that were already scheduled for October 6th.
Y'all good with that? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Do we have a committee behind?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Everything's pushed.
All right. Before we adjourn, then, y'all have any questions or y'all update? Would y'all?
I'd like to get
y'all been updated on or not.
So we can get an update.
Give us your latest update.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lanny.
That'd be good.
And Lanny, once again, thank you for the communication that you provide to us before and afterwards. It's always great to have that information.
So we just got off
I'm sure most of you have probably seen on the news, the track has shifted east. That could be a good thing and that could be a bad thing. We are now included in the hurricane warning. So the wind speed probabilities have picked up for us. However, the closer we are to the center, it'll get us out of those outer rain bands. So you're kind of making the trade-off. We may have a little bit more wind, a little bit less rain, and it all depends on where that landfall is. Right now, it's basically, they're showing it east of landfall, east of Gulfport. We're still going to be on that northeast quadrant, which is going to be some severe impacts. But what we really need to be prepared for is flooding. If we get 6 feet of storm surge, which we're forecast for, we're still in the 4 to 6 forecast range. If we get that 6 foot of storm surge on top of 20 inches of rain, we're going to have some structure flooding in Orange Beach. It's just there's no way around it. When our drainage system fills up and it has nowhere to go because you got surge on top of that. So, we are prepared. We've got two sandbag locations that are operating now, and people are taking advantage of that. We've got one right behind City Hall here, and we've got one at Public Works. We're ready with our barricades should we need to close streets, our reader board signs for water over the road, and those type of things. So I'd be happy to answer any specific questions that you have. The storm surge forecast really didn't move in this last update. Further to our east, it went up to, 5 to 7 over around the Gulf Shores area, Mobile Bay area. In northern Mobile Bay, of course, it's a little higher than that, but they're still showing us in that 4 to 6 foot range.
Where we are now with that coming at us, we're over the docks right now, most of the docks in my neighborhood. And, this is going to be greater than the way it looks at this point, more than Katrina gave us, surge-wise, from my history.
Yeah.
Just my gut.
Well, one of the problems we're going to see is going to be basically two tide cycles. So we're going to get, we're pretty much at high tide now, and I think we'll see it go down a little bit and then overnight come back up. But then Wednesday tide cycle is going to be, it could be even worse than that. Because that thing, as it's angling toward us, that's worst case scenario on pushing that water in. But my worry is what's going to happen when we put the rain on top of that. Yeah. So it could be, you're right. I think it could be more than what's forecast as far as surge. And as you all know, if that track shifts 15, 20 miles either way, it has a huge impact on surge.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things, the rain potential is obviously potentially greater than what we had in the April flood event a few years ago.
Right.
Looking ahead, we're going to close non-essential city facilities for the next 2 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, because it's going to wrap as it makes its turn. We're still within the rain, and no matter where it goes, we're probably still going to have heavy, heavy rains that brings that potential. So as it comes around and then heads towards Montgomery or Dothan, we'll still be in that. So that leaves the potential of high winds and heavy rains. So we don't want to have movement. Mayor, you want to mention
what do you consider non-essential as far as?
Well, we have typically police, fire, sewer operations, jail. Those are essential, and then we're trying to figure out for the next through today and into this evening about answering questions. So the City Hall main number, but once we kind of get to the storm itself, everybody just needs to stay off the roads and stay home. Schools are announcing this afternoon their decisions. The question will be, does it go through Thursday? So we know it'll be Tuesday, Wednesday. Does it go into Thursday due to the wind speed? That's something I think they're deciding.
Wind on the bridge. I know Aldott's announced yesterday that the Gulf Shores Bridge, when it hits 35 miles per hour, they will shut that Holmes Bridge down.
I thought ours was 45.
Yeah, the key is sustained.
Sustained
winds. Yeah, sustained tropical storm force winds is generally when they would close the bridge. But I talked to Brandon this morning over at Gulf Shores, and he said Aldott would make the call.
Mm-hmm.
He said he he called somebody by name that's been there a long time. He said he can't ever remember him actually closing it.
I can't either.
So,
and I imagine that the ALDOT will make a call on Perdido Pass too. They control that. It's yeah. State highway.
We got a lot of calls at City Hall about the Beach Express Bridge.
Yes.
And we called the Beach Express Bridge directly, and they said they will not shut down the bridge at all unless the city or the state advises them to.
Yeah, and we were in contact with them just 15 minutes ago as well.
We'll leave that up to the EMA directors to feel like make that decision and fire. So
the big reminder with rising tide, rising surges, and then ultimately rainfall of this magnitude is that ditches, even though you may have a ditch and a pipe and a culvert, when obviously the water has nowhere to go, and this could actually last for several days into 3 days. So for Public Works, they've been running, trying to make sure everything's flowing properly as best it can. And we've pre-positioned barricades and different roadblocks and things, specifically in the Bear Point area. I know Jubilee Point, we've already marked it, and it's over a foot over the bridge already, correct, when you came? So just trying to remind, most people know what they live, although if they're new residents and don't know this, hopefully they've talked to neighbors about when this event occurs. So that's the key as we go through the end of today, trying to encourage people to stay off the roads.
Yeah, and if you would help us get the word out, that we're also asking people not to put out vegetative debris beside the road, because that gets in your ditches and clogs our ditches up. And then also do not put your garbage cans out. They're not going to pick it up Tuesday or Wednesday, so just wait until after this is over for.
Yeah, so Republic Waste will resume on Friday with trash pickup, assuming all goes as possible. And then the very first step on our knuckle booms, instead of picking up normal vegetative debris, if people will wait, we'll clear all the roads, and then we'll hit the neighborhood starting as soon as we can once the roads are clear after the storm leaves. And then we'll work with Republic to get back on track with the recycling from Wednesdays. We'll see if there's a way to make that up or just have to skip one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Anything else? Any other thoughts, questions? Yes, sir.
We will not be issuing hurricane decals by the end of the day. So, and look, we're obviously not going to have a mandatory evacuation, so they're not needed. But
yeah.
Just want that to be out there.
So from finance, just in case the microphone's working,
we'll issue them until 5 o'clock.
We'll be issuing the reentry decals, but we don't anticipate a mandatory evacuation at this point, so you probably won't need it for this storm. So don't rush out to try to get that. But as this moves forward, they will not be open tomorrow and Wednesday, so don't let that stress you. I do believe a lot of the businesses will probably be heavily shutting down to many capacities for the next 2 days, so hopefully you've stocked up.
Are we working our seniors list?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I think fire department already started that this morning, and we'll continue to carry that through the mayor's office and making sure of any needs that they have.
Yeah, we've already had 3 requests for help, so they're appreciated.
Chief Brown, Chief Kimmerling, anything else that we're missing that y'all want us to mention that may go out on Facebook? Just the main thing is just staying off the roads. Okay. Sustained, 45 mile an hour sustained on the bridges is typical hours.
So we usually start every city council meeting with a pledge of allegiance and a prayer. Since we didn't on this one, do you mind if we close in the prayer?
I'd love to, Jeff Boyd.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we're blessed to have the city that we have, to have a governor that supports it, and what we've been through this summer with coronavirus, we have truly been blessed to just be able to keep functioning. As we enter this time right now where we have a hurricane coming, I just ask your hand of protection on the citizens of the city, and just protect us, give us wisdom and guidance, give us love in our hearts and kindness to our neighbors. And Lord, we just ask your guidance and protection through this in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, anything else before we adjourn? Are we gonna do the pledge?
We can.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
I need it now more than ever.
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do I hear a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.